All right. You know, let's just say it, okay? Most cartoons suck. Family Circus, we get it. Kids have a limited understanding of the world, which causes them to literally say the darndest things. Marmaduke, he's such a large dog that... Well,
so funny? I don't know.
See,
yeah, I never thought it was funny.
Okay, but if there's one publication that consistently is full of non-sucking cartoons, in fact, very dry, very biting, very awesome cartoons, it is The New Yorker. But for every panel that does make it into the magazine, there are a bunch that were shot down, and that is where our next guests come in. Matthew Diffie is a New Yorker cartoonist and the editor of The Rejection Collection, a repository for all the cartoons that did not make the cut. He's brought along his buddy and fellow New Yorker cartoonist, Glenn LaLiva, to give us their two best submissions that did not make it in. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey, hi.
Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming down. Now, let's just recap for a moment. How exactly does the rejection process go, and how many cartoons do you submit on a given week?
Matt?
We're supposed to do about 10 ideas a week in sketch form. We pitch those to Bob Mankoff, who's the cartoon editor, on Tuesday. And he shows his favorites to David Remnick on Wednesday. And then Thursday, if we sold one, we get a call. And if we didn't sell one, crickets.
You don't.
Yeah, nothing. Silence.
So you send in 10 cartoons that are the whole thing. It's written. The joke is there.
Yeah.
Is it called The Joke? The writing?
A gag,
a drawing.
Yeah.
What only amplifies the sense of rejection is we go in Tuesday morning and present them personally.
Oh, man.
So it's really, it's up front.
That's intense.
That must kind of hurt your heart a little bit when none of them get in, or are you kind of used to it by now?
Well, if he's feeling in an innately generous mood, he'll hold 3 or 4 of them.
Do you know him well enough now to know, oh, he's going to laugh?
Bob never laughs.
Oh.
He never, ever laughs.
Does that make him a good cartoon editor, though? Because he's
probably.
Like,
I mean, it would be hard to laugh if you saw. He says he sees 1,000 a week for the 15 or 20 spots in the magazine.
Wow.
So.
Well, we've had you guys bring in some, like, your favorite submission from this week that didn't get in.
Yeah, these are fresh rejects. So.
And hot off the reject press. And we've actually got a special kind of audio reading of what the cartoon represents by our very own Wynn Rosenfeld. Matthew Diffie, let's start off with your work. Let's hear that.
Two women are sitting at a table in a restaurant. The woman on the left is pushing what appears to be a piece of pie towards her companion, whose hand is raised as if to indicate that she is not interested in eating dessert. The caption reads, quote, "Oh, no, thank you. I'm trying to drop a casket size." As the women appear to be of an advanced age, the comment communicates that the woman refusing the pie fears death is imminent.
I don't think that's what it says at all, by the way.
No?
No, I think it says that, you know, even in death, we are incredibly vain.
Ooh, that's much
maybe
deeper.
So, yeah. What I meant. Sure.
It's shorter, too.
Did you feel strongly about this one? Did you think this was going to be a winner this week?
I thought it was actually quite unlikely. Because it's making fun of death and old people perhaps a little too much.
Yeah.
Not that funny.
Did you get a cartoon in this week?
I did get a cartoon in this week. Yeah.
I mean, did you think
I
this
can't tell
was...
you what it is, though. That would ruin the whole suspense of it coming out of the magazine. But it's hilarious.
It's two women in their 40s in a
right,
diner.
Younger.
Slightly less old.
Not death, just disease.
Okay, and because we, believe it or not, are already getting short on time, dang this radio schedule. Let's jump over to yours, Mr. LaLiva. I'm just so proud that I'm saying your last name. Am I saying it right?
Thereabouts. LaLiva.
LaLiva. LaLiva. Okay. Glenn LaLiva, let's hear your submission that was rejected this week. Again, a BPP reading, if you will.
On the set of a television talk show, the host, coffee cup in hand, interviews a female guest who is merely a disembodied head. With her hair in a bob and a pert expression, she reports, quote, 7.5 pounds, and I feel great. The humor lies in that one can assume that 7.5 pounds is the weight of a human head.
See, I also disagree with that reading. What did you mean by this, Glenn?
That I can do research, that I can Google extensively to discover how much a human head actually weighs. And it is, in fact, 7.5 pounds.
We've learned
good
that.
Good job.
But also, I like the fact that, you know, it's like you know, this is how vapid we are that, that you know, even just a, you know, disembodied head would be proud of the fact that they had gotten it down to 7.5 pounds.
These are both about how vain vanity, we are, both yeah, cartoons. Yeah.
The head has a hell, the head has a hell of an agent. Can get you on the Tonight Show. So
it's Broadway Danny Rose. Yeah. It's actually never took a lesson. That's a terrible Woody Allen impression. I'm sorry.
I can get you Kimmel, but I can't get you Conan.
Do you have anything in the magazine this week, Glenn?
Not in the magazine. I was fortunate enough to get an okay this week.
Oh, okay. What does that mean? It's on hold for the next week? For the future?
Maybe on hold for no appearance at all.
Well, that's what they call it when they buy one.
Oh,
just
okay.
To keep us humble, they call it okay.
Okay, you're all right.
Well, listen, can people get a look at your book somewhere? It's in bookstores, Amazon.com?
It's in bookstores, Amazon, and
all right,
at my house.
We'll be over later. Yeah. Matthew Diffie and Glenn Lelivre, the pride of the New Yorker cartoon staff, and definitely our favorites. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.